Well, it was just about a year ago that a YouTube video catapulted a female mixed breed cat from Phoenix, Arizona, into the spotlight. The momentum built over the last year, and just this week, St. Louis-based Purina Pet Care Company inked an endorsement deal with the feline now known as Grumpy Cat. John Brain is the brand manager for Friskies, a brand of cat food made by Nestle Purina, and we welcome her to Cityscape.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sean, full disclosure, I did have a cat once. I am a dog person, and I always considered cats to be sort of grumpy anyway, but with this one, there really is no competition.
That's correct. No, in meme form, she is the grumpiest cat on the internet.
Yeah, meme, that was a term I wasn't even really familiar with. That's just refers to an image of the cat with
With a caption over
with
it.
With a caption. Yep. Why don't you describe the cat first, then?
Sure. So Grumpy Cat she's about a year and a half old. She is a small cat who has this perpetually frowny face. And, she stays locked in her grumpy character all the time. But, in fact, she has a more pleasant personality, we hear from her owners. But we're not so sure.
Well, so the first meme that came out has a close-up of her grumpy face. And it says, "I had fun once. It was awful." And we're going to post this and maybe some more on St. Louis Public Radio's Facebook page so people can check that if they haven't seen it. But a lot of people have seen it. This thing went viral. I think Grumpy Cat's Facebook page has something like a million likes, more than a million likes.
Correct.
More than 110,000 followers on Twitter. And the original YouTube video has something like 13 million views. Why do you think it caught on like this?
You know, I think that Grumpy Cat is really able to resonate with a lot of people. It's kind of a fun personality that people can rally around. And, you know, even though she is seemingly grumpy, she's got a fun perspective that's really something that we hear brightens a lot of people's days.
Well, you're a big company. When did you decide that this was that Grumpy Cat was a star you wanted to hit your wagon to? Is that the right expression? Maybe I mixed a couple there.
So, I think that we decided that we wanted to participate with Grumpy Cat in March because it was a great extension of our existing series. Grumpy's got a really strong and engaged following on Facebook and Twitter, as you mentioned. And so we thought, wow, this is a perfect opportunity for our brand that's really fun and playful to have an engaging conversation with the new set of cat owners.
And you're going to do an online award show. I think it's your second one coming up October the 15th.
That's right. We are really excited about the Friskies. It's the major award for the best cat videos of the year.
And so what role will Grumpy Cat play in this?
So Grumpy Cat, in her long lifespan of a year and a half, will be receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Friskies for her contributions to internet cat culture.
So the cat gets a Lifetime Achievement Award after a year and a half. I feel kind of like a failure.
I know. She's achieved quite a lot in that year and most of it this year, I would say.
So that's going to be 6 p.m. our time online. And if you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, will have a link to the website that will be on. So where's Grumpy Cat now? Is she in seclusion or?
She is, I think 99% of the time, Grumpy Cat is just a regular household pet in Arizona.
Back in Phoenix.
Yeah.
I guess my final question would be to you, Sean, is what happens if Grumpy Cat ever cheers up? Is that a concern in the Purina boardroom? Is there a clause in the contract for
it? You know, we think that there's just a chance that we can make her crack character, and we're going to see if we can do it, and we think we can. If one brand can do it, we know Friskies can have some fun and make Grumpy Cat break form.
I like Grumpy Cat because she looks like I feel, really. I think a lot of people probably identify with that. Sean Brain is the brand manager for Friskies, part of Nestle Purina Pet Care Company. Thank you, Sean.
Thanks so much for having me.
Next week on Cityscape, we'll talk with mezzo-soprano Jennifer Johnson Cano about her blossoming career, her St. Louis roots, and her concert to benefit a Webster University scholarship fund. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he'll talk about a new exhibition at the St. Louis Art Museum, which explores fascinating connections between St. Louis and Germany, including that of a West German double agent who studied at Washington University. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, with assistance from Camille Phillips, Jeremy Bailey, and Kristen Torres. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.